local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another early start for us here. A happy Friday to you. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Not sure why, but we weren't getting audio from Channel 3's 4 o'clock A block there, so you get about five more minutes of Joe and Austin on your Friday. So I guess that's a good thing or bad, depending on how you look at it. 4:05, we will start with a check of the roads and weather here. Austin, what are you seeing?
Well, let's see here. There's not a ton going on the roads early from what I can see. Pine Forest Road looking good. Same with Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. But we do have a little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound. This is if you're approaching Highway 87 coming from the Windhaven Beach area. And we've got some pretty severe backups if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, though, I'm not seeing too much that's going to hold you up.
All right. And Alan Strum's got the forecast.
The weather this evening, likely dry, but warm and humid. Overnight lows in the 70s, and we've got rain on the way. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially heavy rain on Saturday. We could see a few, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, and I think most of that is going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up with wet weather Saturday morning, and that may spill into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances sort of go down as we head through the late afternoon and into the evening hours. So rain chances a good 80% Saturday, and on Sunday, it's 50%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:06 here as we get underway here on a Friday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-2626-111. We will have our regular full rundown here of everything happening in your world today. I do want to start with this here, and the extra time affords us to do a little bit of a deeper dive than we were probably anticipating, but I think it is certainly warranted here. So about an hour ago, the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office released their administrative internal affairs report into the deputy-involved shooting of senior airman Roger Fortson. The investigation determining the deputy's use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable and therefore violated agency policy. Sheriff Aiden says, quote, "This tragic incident should have never occurred. The objective facts do not support the use of deadly force as an appropriate response to Mr. Fortson's actions." The deputy-involved Eddie Duran fired from the agency, and it's of course important to note that this administrative investigation is completely separate from the criminal investigations that are ongoing. FDLE and state attorney's office are handling that. So the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office, right around an hour ago on the money here, emailed out a summary as well as the full final report. That report, around 29 pages. We are not going to go through each page, but after reading through it, I think it is would be well worth it to go through a portion of the testimony and interview that the deputy, Eddie Duran, had with the investigator. So just reading this verbatim from the final report here, the investigator is talking with the deputy Duran. Duran's attorney is present there as well. This picks up here as he is knocking on the door of the apartment complex. Says, quote, "I asked Deputy Duran what he said to Mr. Fortson when the door opened. He answered, 'Step back.' I asked him why he said 'step back,' and he explained, 'So as soon,'" quoting here, "'as soon as the door opens, I see the individual open the door, and as he's moving in, I tell him, step back. And then, you know, as he's opening the door, he's starting to move forward. I asked Deputy Duran what Mr. Fortson did in response to his command to step back. Deputy Duran says, quote, "He makes a slight step forward with his left leg. I asked if Mr. Fortson was complying with him. He answered, 'No, sir.' I asked Deputy Duran when he saw Mr. Fortson's firearm. He answered, Quote, it was step back gun, Deputy Duran elaborated. As soon as the door initially opens, I see him moving forward. I tell him step back, but as I'm telling him step back, I'm looking at his eyes, and then I immediately look at his hands, which is what I've been trained to do. Look at the eyes tells me a lot about a person's intent, and look at the hands obviously tells me if they're empty, open-handed, balled up, you know, have a gun, weapon, knife, whatever it is. So as I am taking all of it in, I see him step forward, I see his eyes, I look down, I see his hands, and of course that's when I see the gun. I asked Deputy Duran about his impression when he looked at Mr. Fortson. He said, quote, when I saw his eyes, I saw aggression. I saw, you know, obviously, again, interacting with individuals in these types of situations, you are dealing with people who are most likely and during the worst time of their life at that particular moment, so I see aggression, anger. I asked him to explain what made him believe he saw aggression. He explained, quote, when I looked at him and he made eye contact or I made eye contact with him, it was a stare that was fixated 100% on me, which as I'm looking at him, it wasn't eyebrows raised, hey, what's going on, inquisitive, why are you here? It was a stare, not so much, like I said, inquisitive look. So that showed me there was aggression. That showed me that there was obviously a little bit of discontent for me knocking on the door. I asked Deputy Duran what he thought when he saw Mr. Fortson's firearm. He said, so initially when I see the firearm, the elbow, his hand and the elbow are slightly canted, meaning not straight down. It is in a manner so that his arm is slightly up. So when I see the gun, I immediately see the grip that he has on it, which is a standard pistol grip. I see the back part of the sights, which of course dovetail sights have on specific guns, that have a white U-shaped line on the back of the gun, Glock. So then I see that, and then I see immediately there is a red or optic, like a red dot, kind of how we have on our guns, mounted to the top side of the gun. I asked Deputy Duran what he did next. He answered, so then immediately at that point, once I've gauged from what I can understand his intent, what I can understand as far as him knowing that I was already there, from what I know that I'm telling him to step back and there was a slight step forward, I immediately thought, I am stuck in this area and I'm about to get shot. I asked Deputy Duran if he considered moving offline out of the way. Deputy Duran explained the limitations presented by his positioning on the breezeway, which in his mind made moving impractical. I asked Deputy Duran if he considered telling Mr. Fortson to drop the gun or issue other commands. That was something, Austin, that we discussed in the immediate aftermath of the body camera video being released. He answered, based on everything that I had taken into account, I felt 100% that action was going to be my best course as opposed to reaction. Based on how close we were, the proximity, obviously there was maybe 3 to 4 feet of a reactionary gap, whereas a typical reactionary gap is going to be between 6 to 8 feet. I immediately felt that I was at a disadvantage considering he had his gun readily available to use and mine was still holstered. So at that point, action was going to be better for than reaction to prevent any kind of great bodily harm or death to myself. And then also, I asked Deputy Duran if he encountered resistance from Mr. Fortson. His initial answer was no. Deputy Duran then clarified, I'm sorry, sir, can you clarify resistance? Because as far as giving him a command to step back, him moving forward would be considered resistance. Now, if you're referring to like a physical resistance, then no. Meaning the investigator, clarified any kind of resistance. Deputy Duran continued, quote, so yes, then it would just be him moving forward. I asked if there was any resistance other than Mr. Fortson taking a slight step forward after being commanded to step back. Deputy Duran said no. So that is verbatim from the investigation, Deputy Duran's interview there. Further down in the report, the final report, the discussion and the conclusion Although Florida statutes give a wide range in the use of force to law enforcement, Okaloosa sheriff's deputies are authorized to use only that amount of force that is objectively reasonable to perform their duties. Objective reasonableness is the standard by which a deputy's use of force will be evaluated by asking whether the deputy's actions are objectively reasonable in light of the facts and circumstances confronting him or her. And then in the conclusion, let me scroll down here. The facts and evidence show Deputy Eddie Duran's use of deadly force against Mitchell Roger Fortson was not objectively reasonable. Okaloosa Sheriff's Office General Order 04-01, deadly force, quote, resistance is a subject's hostile attacking movements with or without a weapon that create a reasonable perception by the officer that the subject intends to cause and has the capability of causing death or great bodily harm to the officer or others. So I'm not a legal scholar, but taking this verbatim based on the testimony in the interview, the sheriff's office order and code by which they expect their deputies to use would be hostile attacking movements, to which the investigation says that Fortson's actions with the step forward, that is what the deputy was responding to, obviously having the gun at his side, but that did not warrant the fatal shooting. Again, this is the investigative report from the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office led to the deputy's firing. This is not the criminal investigation. And that is an entire discussion entirely because that, I mean, a lot of criminal is intent. And so obviously this testimony, I would imagine, would have been either relayed to the FDLE and the state attorney's office, or those interviews with the deputy involved have taken place directly with them as well. In which case, you know, we'll wait and see what happens there. But again, a bit of a deeper dive there. As we open up on a Friday, the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office releasing their internal investigation report that concluded the deputy involved, Eddie Duran, did not support the use of deadly force and that Duran has been fired from the agency. 417, little late to traffic and weather. Austin, you seeing anything new?
Well, let's see. First of all, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. We did have an accident report on the intersection of 12th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. It is causing some congestion going both ways there on 12th Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has some issues as well, but nothing too severe. Same could be said for Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98 and then further northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's going to be a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, maybe traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. There was an accident report near there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance, 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. A couple of other quick local headlines here. Three teenagers charged in a series of anti-Semitic vandalism incidents around downtown Pensacola last summer are expected to reach plea deals. That, according to a PNJ report, their attorney says that a date for those pleas has not been set yet, but with the plea deals, those three teens would avoid a trial. And then also with the traffic, especially downtown, we're going to have closure starting here in about 10 minutes for the downtown Grand Fiesta Parade. The float staging area closes at 4:30. The traditional parade route closes at 5, with the parade starting at 7 o'clock there. We'll take a break. State and national news coming up next, and our top three stories as well on Pensacola Right Now.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team, experience matters, and we're here to help.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile has some issues still. And maybe some are developing if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. Had an accident report. This is on North Davis Highway as you're traveling northbound, merging with where it typically splits with 9 Mile Road heading towards the UWF area. Got some minor backups in that immediate vicinity. Nothing too severe, though. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway still has some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Be on the lookout for that. Navarro Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still pretty heavily backed up. Same can be said for Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
The weather this evening, likely dry, but warm and humid. Overnight lows in the 70s, and we've got rain on the way. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially heavy rain on Saturday. We could see a few, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, and I think most of that is going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up with wet weather Saturday morning, and that may spill into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances sort of go down as we head through the late afternoon and into the evening hours. So rain chances a good 80% Saturday, and on Sunday, it's 50%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 425 here at News Radio Pensacola. Taking a look at our state headlines today, the National Hurricane Center gearing up for what's expected to be an extremely active season. Director Dr. Michael Brennan says rapidly intensifying storms are a real concern.
We have better tools, better data from the Hurricane Hunter aircraft that are getting into our models, and that's giving our forecasters here the confidence to make more aggressive intensity forecasts to set the stage and the expectations properly for those hazards, especially the storm surge hazard.
And by mid-August, the Hurricane Center is set to debut its experimental cone that includes the inland extent of tropical storm watches and warnings.
And keeping with that theme, relief is on the way for Floridians who are putting the finishing touches on their emergency hurricane kits. The state's annual disaster preparedness sales tax holiday will begin tomorrow, the same day as the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. The two-week savings event will allow people to buy things like generators, batteries, and pet supplies without the added sales tax. The same holiday will start again in late August.
Some Florida lawmakers remain frustrated that the state's Board of Education is keeping curriculum that claims there were personal benefits to slavery. The board approved Florida's 2024 social studies standards this week that have offended some black communities who say the standards alter history. Democratic State Senator Geraldine Thompson says the board ignored language she wrote that she says was less inflammatory.
And the state of Florida has taken a legal blow in its federal challenge over new rules for children's health insurance programs. A Tampa-based federal judge rejected a lawsuit filed by the state earlier today. Lawyers were trying to fight back against guidelines that would prevent states from cutting coverage for children who qualify for federal insurance programs, like KidCare, but have unpaid premiums. KidCare provides low-cost coverage for Florida families who make too much to qualify for Medicaid.
And looking at our top three national stories, former President Trump speaking out again today following his conviction.
As far as the trial itself, it was very unfair. We weren't allowed to use our election expert under any circumstances.
Today we also heard from his attorney, Todd Blanche, who said that trial played out exactly as they had expected.
It's heartbreaking because they're laughing at a man, at a father, at a husband, at a grandfather, and at somebody who's running for president and looks like will win. That's something that people should be troubled with.
Blanche adding that his team will file appeals to overturn the verdict handed down yesterday. Also, the Trump campaign cashing in on the verdict. Trump says that the campaign received record donations.
$39 million in about a 10-hour period. No, think of it.
And major donors rallying behind Trump as well, pledging millions of dollars to support his bid for a return to the White House. Elsewhere in our national headlines, President Biden speaking out regarding a new proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza coming from Israel.
During the 6 weeks of phase one, Israel and Hamas would negotiate the necessary arrangements to get to phase two, which is a permanent end to hostilities.
And the president laid out the details, calling it a roadmap for an enduring ceasefire and the release of hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
And a police officer and two others are dead after a mass shooting in Minneapolis. The suspected gunman was also killed in the shooting that happened Thursday evening at an apartment complex. At a press conference, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey identified the officer who was killed as 28-year-old Jamal Mitchell. City officials say a total of six people were shot, including two police officers and four civilians.
A cell phone expert in the University of Idaho murder trial says data collected by authorities appears to help the suspect, Brian Koberger. A cell phone tower analyst, Cy Ray, took the witness stand yesterday and said his review of the evidence collected by police and the FBI shows Koberger's phone was not mapped at the time of the murders. Ray said the data collected was incredibly inaccurate and that the missing data is, in his words, absolutely in benefit of the defense.
And an Alabama inmate has been executed for the murders of an elderly couple. Jamie Ray Mills was found guilty of robbing and murdering Floyd and Vera Hill in their home in 2004. On Thursday, Jamie Ray Mills was killed by lethal injection, becoming the second inmate to be executed in the state and sixth in the country this year. You hear that jingle. We love it so. We got Fox News coming up, followed by Your Money Now, CBS Sports Minute, so on and so forth, when we return some sports headlines of our own, followed by some health, business, and science and pop culture. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Donald Trump speaking out today following his conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. Trump says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should have never brought the case.
This should have been a non-case. And everybody said it was a non-case, including Bragg. Bragg said, until I ran for office. And then they saw the polls.
But President Biden calls the outcome fair.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed. Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself.
Hunter Biden is getting ready for the first son's criminal trial on Monday. Fox's David Spunt reports from Washington.
He's charged with three felony counts of lying on a federal gun form in 2018 when claiming he was not a drug user. Special Counsel David Weiss's team will introduce parts of the Hunter Biden evidence laptop, which Hunter's lawyers fought to vigorously exclude. We don't know yet which parts, though.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The first all-electric Jeep SUV for the U.S. will be the 2024 Wagoneer S, starting at $72,000 when it is scheduled to go on sale this fall. The Stellantis-owned brand revealed the vehicle as a new chapter for the brand that has struggled with domestic sales in recent years. Jeep CEO Antonio Filosa said the brand is in fantastic shape and is amid a transition like all other automotive brands while trying to electrify and offer hybrid options. Medline Industries has recalled more than 1.5 million portable bed assist bars following two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. The medical supply company said the adult bed rails were sold through its own website as well as other major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 330, the NASDAQ down 183. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
For at least the first 2 years, it's a shame the Falcons were the destination for him, because by design, we won't see Michael on the field for some time. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road, Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. NAPA Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at NAPA locations nationwide.
Free is key during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. Right now, get one free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of a V20 drill or impact driver kit for $69. Don't miss your chance to save on the high-quality, high-performance tools you need during Craftsman Days. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/19. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still has some pretty severe backups, as it so often does at this hour. Blue Angel Parkway, still dealing with some pretty severe backups of its own. If you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98, be on the lookout for that. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking surprisingly docile. Hope I'm not jinxing anything when I say that. But Navarre Parkway is quite a different story. If you are traveling westbound coming from the Windhaven Beach area and approaching Highway 87, we've still got some moderate congestion over there. Last major spot is going to be Caroline Street. This is if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, but also eastbound if you're heading into downtown Milton coming from Dogwood Drive.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance, 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, anything exciting going on in sports today?
Actually, yes, several things going on tonight alone. In the Women's College World Series, we're going to give updates on this as we get further into the evening. But we got a double elimination on ESPN, starting with number 14 Alabama, number 10 Duke. That's going to be at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be followed by number 8 Stanford and number 5 Oklahoma State at 8:30. In the MLB, we got our local teams playing. Let's see here: Rays at Orioles at 6:05, Marlins versus Rangers at 6:10, and the Braves facing the Athletics at 6:20. And then we've got in the NHL playoff game, Oilers at Stars. It's going to be Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals at 7:30 on TNT. The series is tied 2-2. Now,
also, by the way, speaking of scoreboards, the NCAA regionals for baseball, college baseball, right?
Oh, yeah.
They got started today, I think.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me
pull I don't know. Is Wake Forest good this year? Do you know?
Wake Forest is in the Greenville region.
All right. So they're pretty close to home.
Oh, yeah. They definitely are. Yeah. Because they're in ECU's region. Yeah. I'll pull up scores on that in just a moment. I will say this, though, while I'm pulling those up. Speaking of Western Conference Finals Game 5s, how about those Mavericks last night against the Timberwolves?
Man.
It was ugly.
It was that. And it is just another notch in the belt of Luka Doncic, man, because he loves going on the road and just taking people's hearts out. And
I mean,
he did that in game seven against Phoenix a couple years ago when they're at home and the Mavs go in and they just destroy him. And you knew within what, like the first minute and a half that Luka was on one then. And it was like, okay, this isn't good. So, yeah, I think you and I were both – I mean, I'm obviously a big Luka fan, and so I was rooting for the Mavericks, but I think either way, whoever was coming out of the West, it was an okay matchup for us in the finals. But it will be really fun to see Luka versus Jason Tatum, and you've got Kyrie Irving returning to Boston after what was a tumultuous, at best, tenure. And so the crowd will be amped to see him. But, that's exciting, and that'll start up next Thursday.
Yes, that is. I meant to say that. That's going to be next Thursday, game one of the NBA Finals on June 6th. Okay, so I got the college baseball scores up here. Some of the games going on currently, Arkansas is beating Southeast Missouri State. I would like to hope so. But it's only 10-8, very high-scoring game there. And we got Oregon and San Diego tied at 4 in the bottom of the 8th. So if you have access to ESPNU, you might want to turn that one on.
Nice little SEC Big Ten matchup in Stillwater, Florida, Nebraska.
Yeah, I know. Florida's got a 4-2 lead there. And then I think Florida was a more controversial selection for the regionals, yes. And then you got Nichols State and UC Irvine. And Irvine's giving them the business, 9-1 currently. Some of the bigger televised games we've got on tonight. Let's see here. We do have Wake Forest, facing Virginia Commonwealth. That's on ESPNU. It's televised.
Okay. So you said big televised, so I was thinking.
Oh, well,
a lot
of these are on ESPN+. Plus.
All right.
On ESPN2, we got Texas and Louisiana.
Now we're talking.
That's going to be at 5. Let's see here. My eyes are a bit lame. Let's see. We've got a lot of ESPN Plus games here. Wow. Okay, here it is. ESPN 2, Tulane and Oregon State.
How many teams actually make the actual tournament? Because
geez, what is it? Is it
it's
eight
a lot,
regions?
Isn't it?
Is it eight regions?
With
four
how
teams
many
teams?
Four. So is it 32? I thought that was the super regionals when it was 32. But
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, just for some local representation here, Florida State beat Stetson today 7-2. So
all right.
If you were interested, that's what we got. But man, yeah, a lot going on in college baseball. Thank you for bringing that up. Let's see here. Just some other notable games include Texas A&M whooping Grambling 8-0. Georgia and Army had one heck of a game 8-7. Let's see. Coastal Carolina opening up the whooping on Vanderbilt 13-3. And another good game. South Carolina squeaking past James Madison 8-7.
All right. Of course, the big story in the sports world today.
Well, for some people.
Is that... the NFL announced that my Chicago Bears are going to be the featured team on HBO's Hard Knocks training camp. So very, very excited about that.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't expect anybody else to be as excited for this as I am.
Nor should you.
A very casual observer of Hard Knocks. I think it was a lot better when it first came out because you had more of an all-access feel where you had the camera showing guys getting cut, right? Mm-hmm. It hasn't really been that. It's been more of a infomercial for teams because, the teams, they have, like, the control over, okay, now this can't go in, this can. It's a lot of swearing and then just kind of an infomercial about, hey, what's going on? But you have a team that is finished last year on a hot streak. They had the number one pick. They take Caleb Williams, who is obviously no stranger to the limelight. himself. He's been under the microscope since high school, so very excited for this, and I think it'll be a good one to tune into, you know, as you're gearing up for the start of the NFL season. And you know, maybe if HBO or Max or whoever offers a free trial for a month or two, you know, I'll jump in there.
No, they're a great story, or at least they have the potential to be. I saw Colin Cowherd. He was about to go all in on Caleb Williams. I killed it right then and there. Oof. He is such a USC fanboy. He died on the hill of us trading like TJ for a chance to get Caleb. It's like, no chance. And then lastly, real quick here, just before traffic and weather, the Buffalo Bills signing one of the best wrestlers of all time. Gable Steveson is a two-time NCAA champ and Olympic gold medalist. He's signing with the Bills as a defensive tackle on a standard 3-year rookie contract, so congratulations there.
He could only be a wrestler with the first name of Gable, and like his middle name is Dan. So Gable Dan Gable, one of the iconic wrestlers. I believe he was like 4-time state NCAA champ for Iowa.
Wow.
Undefeated. Yeah, he's named after Gable, so obviously a huge wrestling family there. But that's cool.
No, that is. That's absolutely awesome. I remember like when the Eagles like drafted a rugby player a few years ago, and it was I love to see like different athletes like that come into the fray. 4:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still going to give you some backups. Same with Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
We've got some weather changes on the way. Showers and thunderstorms will be moving in for the weekend. So look for rainy weather on Saturday. We might even see 2 to 3 inches of rain. So heavy. And I think most of that's going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up first thing in the morning with rainy weather, and then it could continue into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances start to dwindle a little bit late in the day, but they do continue. It's at least an 80% chance on Saturday. Sunday's rain chance, 50%. Highs in the 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, health, business, and science notes today. Inflation rose slightly as expected last month. The personal consumption expenditures price index increased 0.2% in April and excludes food and energy. On a yearly basis, the core PCE up 2.8% from April of last year.
And Moderna says it has completed testing a bird flu vaccine on volunteers. It now says it's close to an agreement with the federal government to fund a further trial of the vaccine. The Boston Globe reported Moderna says it seems to protect people from the virus variant currently circulating in the U.S. The CDC is confirming the third case of bird flu in a farm worker.
Doctors have a new way to treat postpartum depression.
Essentially what it is, it's a synthetic form of a naturally occurring metabolite of progesterone, right? A lot of folks are familiar with progesterone, which is one of the hormones that, you know, it's essential for in pregnancy.
And within the last few months, doctors have started prescribing a new medication called zuranolone. It's the first ever pill approved by the FDA to treat postpartum depression. Studies have shown women begin feeling better within 3 days of taking it, unlike other antidepressants, which take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks to start working.
Golly.
I know. pop culture notes today. 12-year-old Florida boy, the winner of the 96 Scripps National Spelling Bee.
After I lost in the quarterfinals last year, I was really disappointed, and I knew I had to work harder in order to win. So I worked really hard this last year.
Yeah, Florida on a 2-year win streak in the spelling bee. That's Bruhat Soma. He's from Tampa. He spelled 29 words correctly in a 90-second spell-off to win the finals. He'll get over $50,000 as well as a medal and a trophy for the win.
And Madonna is being hit with another lawsuit in connection to her Celebration tour. A man is suing the pop star, claiming she started her concert in L.A. late, causing fans to become ill because she she caused fans to become ill because she allegedly demanded the AC be turned off in the arena. Earlier this year, Madonna got sued by fans in New York and D.C. over her concert's late start times. In the New York case, Live Nation argued no reasonable concert goer, and certainly no Madonna fan, would expect a show to start at the ticketed event time. The latest lawsuit is seeking fans to be refunded for tickets.
Is that the stupidest argument
that
ever?
That is dumb.
Like, listen, was it this week or last week when Merrick Garland, the attorney general, announced a lawsuit against Live Nation because of I think monopolizing the ticketing industry, right? They should get sued for that.
Well, I mean, well, that's like coming into
anybody who knows Madonna, she never starts on time. Okay.
Yeah, that's like our boss like getting mad at me for coming in late all the time. And I'm just like, do you even know how I work?
Exactly. Like,
you even know how I roll? Come on. What are we doing here?
Exactly.
No, that's ridiculous. And an identity thief from Nigeria may be behind the attempt to auction off Graceland. Fox 13 reports a representative for Nausani Investments appears to be a scammer instead, sending an email admitting to trying to steal identities of dead people and senior citizens in the United States. While the investigation continues, the whole plot fell apart last week when a judge postponed the proceedings for a foreclosure sale of Elvis's Memphis mansion.
Hmm. All right, 4:50, we're taking a break there. Recapping our top stories of the day, wacky stories and good news as well. Next.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our series, Meet Your Tenant Commands, trying to understand the variety, scope, and depth of the mission of the military here at NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, and Corry Station. We talked with Colonel Crockle, the Commodore of Training Wing 5 up at Whiting. Also talked, of course, about the Trump verdict yesterday and whether it was appropriate or not. And since it's Friday, we had the Transgressors Memorial Service, or as you may think of it, the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment. Listen to these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, winding down in hour number one, 4:52. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Friday. Hope you got a great weekend in store. Austin, you have any big plans?
No, I don't. And I'm loving it.
All right.
What about you?
I actually do have big plans this weekend.
Really? What's that?
So it is the weekend before we close on our house. So okay. We are going to be packing up some more stuff. Now, we're not moving out of our apartment until towards the end of June, so we're going to have a few weeks to be able to move stuff over each day. So we're happy for that. Tomorrow night, Nate Bargatze is in tour, and he is going to be at Biloxi. So the wife and I are going to take a drive over to Biloxi, and we have tickets 5 rows off the stage, and we are going to enjoy Nate Bargatze in person.
No, so, that's good. Yeah, he's good. Very awesome. Very dry delivery, but I love that type of humor.
Yeah, and it's family friendly, which we love.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen his skit? And I'll just ask this real quick before we get into traffic and weather. Have you ever seen this skit about him talking about like him and his wife going golfing?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, she took like the rest of his clubs. And she got lost or whatever. Yeah, he's like, I'm holding the head of the driver, trying to putt. Like
my wife nearly peed her pants the first time she heard him talk about how his wife is the man of the house.
Right.
And how, because it is literally the exact same thing that we have, because my wife will be the one that is calling the apartment complex when something isn't right or whatever. And a couple years ago, we were both working from home, and there would be something going on, and she would just call the maintenance people, and then they would just show up, and I would be home working, and you know, I'd answer the door and just be like a random person's at my door and says, "Hey, we're here for this." And you're like, "Oh, okay, I didn't know we had a water heater." I would, you know, that skit that he does there. But yes, we're very excited to see him in person there. Recap. Let's get our traffic and weather out of the way, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll keep it brief. Because luckily, there's not a ton going on. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still dealing with some backups. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, there doesn't look like too much going on.
The weather this evening, likely dry, but warm and humid. Overnight lows in the 70s, and we've got rain on the way. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms and potentially heavy rain on Saturday. We could see a few, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, and I think most of that is going to fall during the first half of the day. So we may wake up with wet weather Saturday morning, and that may spill into the early afternoon hours. Rain chances sort of go down as we head through the late afternoon and into the evening hours. So rain chances a good 80% Saturday, and on Sunday, it's 50%. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Our top stories today: in Okaloosa County, the Sheriff's Office releasing their administrative internal affairs report into the deputy-involved shooting of Senior Airman Roger Fortson. According to that report, the investigation determined the deputy's use of deadly force was not objectively reasonable and therefore violated agency policy. The deputy involved, Eddie Duran, fired from the agency. Sheriff Eric Aiden says, quote, "This tragic incident should have never occurred. The objective facts do not support the use of deadly force as an appropriate response to Mr. Fortson's actions." This, of course, is an internal investigation led to the dismissal of the deputy, but this is separate from the ongoing criminal investigations by F.D. Lee and the state attorney's office. Also hearing news conferences today from both Donald Trump and his attorney, of course, saying a lot of the same, which they've had throughout the course of the trial. Trump saying that if they can do this to me, they can do it to anybody. And his attorney says that the trial played out exactly as the Trump team expected that it would. The Trump campaign also announced pretty big donations. I think it was $39 million in the first 10 hours after the verdict came in that the Trump campaign had gotten in donations. So, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily changing anybody's mind about Trump.
Doesn't seem to on social media.
What's that?
It doesn't seem to on social media.
So, but yeah, obviously more to come there on that. Looking at some wackier stories and good news here. This one is just head-scratcher all the way around.
All right.
A grocery store in Russia got some very bad press this month after 18 customers landed in the hospital with food poisoning linked to their products. So to keep people coming in, the owner announced that if anyone got food poisoning, he'd pay them ₹1 million each. That's about $11,000.
Yeah, paying for their secrecy.
Yeah. The strategy worked. People came back in droves, but for a weird reason, they were trying to get food poisoning.
Oh, my goodness.
One report said customers were even seen licking the eggs, hoping they were covered in salmonella. That's not smart.
No, it's
not. The owner has canceled the whole thing. He says he'll pay for the original 18 people, but only if they prove his products are to blame. So, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's just it. As I said, people are so money hungry. A 31-year-old man in Tennessee named Jonathan Beard was arrested on Tuesday after he allegedly robbed a Waffle House at knife point. He assaulted two employees, ran off with just about $400 in cash. The police were called, but they couldn't find him at first. That's when they got a call from a local Red Roof Inn. Someone there said a guy seemed to be hiding in the building inside the Red Roof, kind of.
The police found Jonathan hiding in the attic of the hotel, which he accessed through a utility door. Jonathan started throwing cash at them, probably the $400 that he stole, and then he started panicking. It sounds like the attic didn't have an actual floor because reports say that he fell through the ceiling of three separate hotel rooms. How does it get that bad? Three different rooms?
Yeah, I don't know.
My goodness.
May want to get a structural engineer's report on that.
Yes, which neither of us are.
Good news, a school bus driver in Suffolk, Virginia named Ulysses Whitfield is finally retiring after shuttling kids back and forth for 70 years. He's 85 and started at 15. You have to be at least 18 to drive a school bus in Virginia now, but when he was hired in 1954, the requirements were not that. He hasn't taken a full day off since the mid-1980s. So
sounds
congratulations.
Like my work ethic.
Yeah, exactly. A nice career there for Ulysses. And how Virginia is that name? Ulysses Whitfield.
Yeah, that's pretty old school.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up.